Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuwebaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Nati atukunganyiza.
Again he has gathered us.
Katuongere engalo olw'abaweereza abavudde waggulu.
Add the hand clap to the ministers who have just ministered.
Era nga tuwebaza Katonda abawadde amaanyi.
And we thank God who has empowered them.
Ne basobola okuweereza gye tuli.
And they have ministered to us.
Ne batusumba.
And they shepherd us.
Okututeekateeka.
To preparing us.
Era nkakasa ng'oteekeddwa bulungi.
And I'm sure you've been prepared. Well,
yes.
What has she said, the prophet? Afraid of the words of revival. In the restoration of all things. Where there is a pointing a finger on everything which is not right. And where there is also rebuking.
It's
totally rebuking the things God never put in place. And they are uprooted. They are being torn down. They are taken away. And we plant the counsel of God by power.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we thank the Lord. He who strengthens us.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
No,
we are not going to wait for the other number. Which usually is here. You know the number usually which is here. You know it well.
I'm
not going to wait for them. They will find us there. Yes.
We'll
find when we've already prepared ourselves. As we welcome them. Because they are afraid of there.
Yes.
They have not been able to lap water like the dog.
Aha. Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
so,
much. So we're not going to wait for them. We're going to be moving on. Preparing ourselves. Now the other time. Of where have you stood?
It's
going to bring a big problem for those who have refused to be around to be trained. Those used to fellowship on Sunday. And they think that God has commanded days. God refused those your Sabbaths. Even days commanded. Put there a day called today.
To
hear the voice of the Lord your God. Do not harden your heart. No more have a specific day.
Lero.
Today.
Today.
Even tomorrow will be today.
The
other day will be today. We no more have that. Those
who
wait the voice of God on Sunday. Woe unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so,
much. So we want to move on even today. As we move on to reach unto you. God is standard strategies. Of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. And God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival. And restoration of all things. Those God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. To say to revive the Old and New Testament, they be known the way it was, the way it has to be, and the way it will be forever. In preparing the whole nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God in the nation of Uganda,
Kampala,
the city Kampala, and to move reach unto you. God is standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
And
his all nations work with him in his final work on the planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we want to move on with the standards. The sixth standard strategy of God. The part B.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we want to move on with the sixth standard strategy of God. Part B.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We understood that this standard strategy
is
known as the harvesters of spirits. In our services in the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes, praise Jesus much. The
sixth
standard strategy of God
is
known as the harvesters of spirits. In our services in the worldwide call.
Government is a katunda ezomuguru.
And it's known as the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Government is a katunda ezomuguru ebirikunsi.
The two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Iranga tuwasovu dukura bikanga jotu gena maso na ukuzi kuanjulira.
Yesterday we moved on to introduce them to you.
Osovu kuongera ukuzi tegeira.
That you can move on to understand them.
Yes, praise
Jesus, man.
Tuwasovu dukunyo nyoka government yesoka.
Able to get explained the first government.
Ngemanyiki duanga government yomu. Government ya katonde yomu guru kusi.
As God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man.
Government ya katonda yomu guru kusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
You know, vuna njizibu obukuru.
Which has main responsibilities.
Ukuraba anga ibikolebua muguru.
To see that things done in heaven.
Ikolebua kusi.
They are done on earth.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, much.
Eranga tuategede.
And we understood.
Government yenu ya ino kutandika.
That this government was to start.
Miaka nkumi bedi.
2022 years back. Ever since Jesus was born on earth. At the end of BC. At the beginning of AD. After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in Isaiah chapter
9.
And the verse
6.
Even verse
7.
When
it
says, behold, a child has been born to us. And a son has been given us. And the government of God is upon his shoulders.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But why ain't you don't yourself not gamba?
And that verse 7 he told us.
The
increase of that government.
Name it embe.
Even the peace.
It
has not end.
Government ain't no kuria in
government has to spread the whole world. And he said the intentions of that government to set all things in order. To set all things in order of God. Able to prove our God is not of confusion, but the God of order.
According
to what we saw 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, and the verse 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Government,
and this government, as we said,
it
was to start from the birth of Christ on
earth.
2022 years backwards. That's why our Lord Jesus left telling us that when we pray, we pray that our Father is in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth. As it is done in heaven. According to those in Matthew 6. Verses 9 and 10.
Through
the way we can hallow the name of God. For when we darkened that name. There are many things we did were not in order. And they were not in goodness. decency. They are decency. And they don't bring peace.
And
we do them in the name of God.
And
we doubt in His name. For that confusion. But
government,
this government, and it does things done in heaven, on earth,
be
able to put order there. The order of God. To cleanse the name of God. To show the ways of God. The prophet was very important. And it's so important.
You
tell our Lord Jesus to teach us how we can pray.
He
told us the main thing to pray is to hallow the name of God as you take away confusion.
Like
things you do in the name of God. To ask His kingdom to come, and it is the Holy Spirit. It's to ask
that
it will be done on earth as done in heaven. According to Luke chapter 11, verses 1. And the verse 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
we're able to know many things.
When
God is heavenly government on the earth, it has a responsibility.
The
things God wills done on earth as done in heaven.
And
we were told
department
that there are 8 departments
in
God's heavenly government on the earth. Has to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth.
So department
go see the 8 departments. Let's first get explained of the second government. We said the second government.
Known
as God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government ya Katonda.
God is government.
It's
governments of the earth.
Government yomasekati.
The central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomugurukusi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
The government ya Katonda government
yomugurukusi. God is government in governments of the earth.
Osubora okujiita.
You can call it
government yomasekati.
The central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomugurukusi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Kugamba lwaki itwa government yomasekati?
Why is it called the central government?
Eriwo kutabaganya government ezomusi.
They are to reconcile governments of the world.
Ne government ya Katonda yomuguru kunshi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ekolera mu kanisa.
Which works within church.
Ne wankubadenga ebiro bingi biyitiridde.
So many seasons have passed.
Na government ya Katonda yomuguru kunshi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Tera bikaburundi, tera bisibwa bulungi nnyo mu kanisa.
Not manifested well in the church.
Ne ebiro bituse era bisibwe.
The time has come to manifest.
Eranga tubera ne government ya Katonda mu government zo kunshi.
We have God is government in the government of the earth.
Manikidwa nga government yomasikati.
Which is known as the central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunshi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Okutabaganya government
to reconcile governments of the world,
government ya Katonda yomuguru kunshi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth, which appears in the church.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
So, government ya Katonda government
so God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government.
It's there to show the government, those of the world, that God rules within them.
99%.
And they rule 1%. 1%.
Yes, you
praise Jesus, man.
So,
we thank God. When we read in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 4, verse 24,
up to 26,
the Most High God, God the Father, passing through His word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. He proved the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
It
was a very great kingdom. But he proved to him, he told him, I'm going to take in the bush for 7 years until he will realize that the Most High rules in kingdoms of children of men. And he told him, until he will understand that heavens do rule in your kingdom. Heavens do rule on earth. It's to say,
government,
heavenly government,
it has an
embassy on church in earth. It's the church.
It's
what helps governments of the world to exist. Now, as the church,
we
had to create the central government.
Government yomasekati.
The central government.
Government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Government ya Katonda government
is God is government in governments of the earth. To be able to explain those.
Government
we saw Romans 30.
Orokona.
Verses 1 to 4.
Ntikatunda.
That God.
Yateka waba kulembeze.
He's the one who set up plurals.
Erasubulo okuteka wono.
And he can put one there. Kori, take away the other. Put there another.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Eranga bawo buyinza.
And he gives them authority.
Ba 1%
of 1%.
Muli 10.
1%.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Okufuga wamu naye.
To rule together with him.
We
understood that well.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus, man. And we are able to understand
in the
book of Daniel, chapter 2,
verse 34
downwards. And straight, God rules in governments of children of men on the earth. And we understood. We
were
given for reasons. Why God rules 99% in the governments of the earth? And they rule 1%.
Yes, you ever see
when
you are
the first reason was that
government. You ever did ya? Yakobo had to do it.
Esonge soka.
The first reason.
Kusonga zinenya luachi. Katonda fuga chenda mwenda.
On the four reasons why God rules 99%.
Ateka ba government yokunse nefuga 1%.
Governments of the world rule 1%.
Nti government zokunse okufuga.
That the governments of the world rule.
Zeta agabantu.
They need human beings.
Wabula.
But.
Nabo benyini.
Themselves.
Tebamanyi butya amagomba bwegakulira mu lubuto lwa muntu.
Do not know how bones grow in the womb of a woman.
Kale tebamanyi butya omuntu bwalabisibwa wo omuntu bwabawo.
Know how human beings come to exist.
Bagenda okubanga bafuka.
On whom they are going to rule.
Wafunye mubulize sura ya 10
ne God Ecclesiastes 11
Olinye Rockton
the verse 5 yes
Musomesa Jacobo yabadde mbulunji
nyo Jacobo was present very well
Banga iyo point isoka ya Gambia
that first point says
the government zifuga bantu
that governments rule over people
era watali bantu
and without human beings
government.
There is no a government
ne nabo benyine
but themselves
bamanyi magumba wegakulira mu rubuto
don't know how bones grow in the womb
echo nga chikolebwa Katonda
that is done by God
okusoboroka kasanti afuga chena mwenda ku buli chikumi
prove it rules 99
percent.
As we saw Ecclesiastes 11 and the first 5.
Then
we saw the second reason. How was it? Preach it to your brethren. We saw the second reason. Yes. We saw the second reason.
Beta agomuko ogwo kusabulira nako
oxygen to breathe every day.
Nini government?
And even government.
Emanyi bwe gukorebwa ne gutambula.
Not know how it is made and how it moves every day.
Era twese yo mumubulize sura ya 10
neema Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5
yetuongere okutegeera
move to understand
ngeri mukama jakola mu umukka gwetusha
bepeo oxygen gwetusha the wind the where we got
era ndingira kone mumubulize sura eri esoka
Ecclesiastes chapter 1
uruo kuna okuyingira dala uruo musubu umukka
up to 6
batulaga
and they showed us
ngeri empeo jegenda
the way of the wind
leva mu west negena mu east
west to the east
leva mambo kanegena masiri
the north to the south
abantu balioke basi
that people can breathe
yes yebazi
bwe praise Jesus man
kwa hiyo rekede ensonga ya fe eyo
we move to the third reason. Yes. The third reason. It was that without food. Governments cannot rule over people. But they don't know that food that comes from the sun and it enters in the earth in the ground and it manifests.
And
those one who can do them is God.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man.
But what have you?
For when we saw
Jacob,
in Job chapter
20,
verse 5,
Gamandi,
say, out of the earth cometh food.
When you enter
Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse
13
and 14.
Yes.
To
16.
Yes. It shows how fruits come from the sun into the earth. But all those
government.
The governments of the world
are
not ones responsible. But God is heavenly government. And that he puts on the earth. That improves things that he
elements
are done on earth. And he sets up the central government.
Of
God is heavenly government.
It's known
as God is government in governments of the earth.
To
remind governments of the world.
99
ku buli kikumi. God rules 99% in their government.
Ne bafuga 1%.
They rule 1%.
Era tuwashemyo ne songe yokuna.
Let's end up with the fourth reason. We say that
watali nkuba
without rainfall,
emerete kula
food cannot grow.
Era
and
emigate jitambura.
Rivers do not move.
Na bantu okunywa.
Even humans to drink.
Banywa anga bulunaku.
Do not drink every day.
Na yivyo na.
But although God is one who does them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
He saw how he makes the rainfall.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Makes it rain everywhere.
It
moves the rivers under the ground.
See
in the Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and the verse 7. The rivers move and they go and they come and the sea does not get filled up.
And that
in the Job chapter 48.
We
saw how the rainfall is made.
We came
from verse 14 downwards. Father of the rain and the water, it is the living God.
So,
many things with many other reasons, which will be explained by workers in this government. Those
government ya katonda government zokusi.
God is government in the governments of the world.
Government eyo mu masekati.
The central government.
Ya government ya katonda eyo muguru kusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atwagala okulabikanga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Natwongera okuletera obukakafu.
And we move to bring you proof.
Nti harvesters ibano.
These harvesters.
Abasinzira mu government zine bili.
Based in these two governments.
Government ya katonda government government ya katonda eyo muguru kusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government ya eyo masekati.
And it's central government. They
were
proved. They based the nation Uganda to spread the entire world. Yes. Are we together? Write down like this as we move on.
Government,
that the harvesters of spirits all over the world passing the two God is heavenly governments on the earth. They were proven to coming and base in the nation Uganda to spread the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. It is to say that. Have you written the first? You'd write down very well. You'd write very well as we move on. As we're moving on. That the harvesters of spirits all over the world to take them back to heaven, passing through the two God's heavenly governments on the earth, they were proven to be based in the nation Uganda to spread the entire world. Praise Jesus much. It is to say that when you are noting there,
government ya katonda eyo muguru kusi,
that God is the heavenly government on the earth.
Awamu ne government ya eyo masikati.
Even it is a central government.
Government ya katonda eyo muguru kusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Awamu ne government ya eyo masikati.
Even it is a central government.
Your government ya katuna mu government zokunsi.
It is God's government in the governments of the earth.
Abakungule emyoyo.
Those who harvest spirits.
Okujiza muguru.
To take them back to heaven.
Mulimu gwa katonda okusembe kusema zinga wenzene.
In God's final work on this planet earth.
Baka kasibwa.
They were proven.
Mu Bible.
In the Bible.
Mu byafayo.
In the history.
Ne mu bunabbi.
Even through prophecy. That they will base in the nation Uganda. Plant those governments all over the world. Have you written down well? I want you when you're introducing. You
introduce.
Well, then we move. Yes. Have you written down well? We have said like this.
The government ya katonda yo muguru kusi.
That God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Ne government ya yo masikati.
Even it is central government.
Manyikidwa nga government ya katonda mu government zokusi.
Known as God is governments in the governments of the earth.
Omusinzira bakunguzi bemyoyo.
Where they are basing harvesters of spirits. All over the world.
Mulimu gwa katonda okusimba kusema zinga wensi.
In God's final work on this planet earth.
Baka kasibwa mu Bible.
They were proven in the Bible. in the history and through prophecies to base in the nation of Uganda, plant these governments all over the world. The proof is there. Yes. You know, if you've written, let's move on.
When you
write the note, it enters. And the Holy Spirit writes in your mind, writes in your heart,
and
writes in your inner man. You
have
written in your book.
Most
of what we are going to explain to the end of service, being that hidden, if you get it, you join on scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So abantu abali wansi w'emigaja Ethiopia.
So the people beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Abantu abali wansi w'emigaja Ethiopia.
People beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Kunsibuko y'omugachira.
At the source of the Nile.
Mu Uganda ekula lya Africa.
In Uganda, the pearl of Africa.
Bebali no bunya government zinebiri eza katondezo muguru kunsi.
Want to spread these two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Okubune isi yonna.
To spread the entire world.
Okuyita muzo kungule mio mingi nyo.
Passing through them to harvest many spirits.
Omulimu guno ogusemba
yo. In this final work.
Okujizayo muguru.
To take them back to heaven.
Yesu yebazi bwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
So njaga tuwebike nga tugena maso.
So I want us to move on.
Na yenge vyo soso kubite gira.
But those who have first understood them.
Nti abantu abali wansiwe migaja Ethiopia.
That the people who are beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Unsibuko yomu gachira.
At the source of the Nile.
Mu Uganda kulali Africa.
In Uganda, pearl of Africa.
Baka kasibu kusimba government za Katonda.
They were proven to plant the two God's heavenly governments on the earth all over the world. Through to harvest many spirits. To take them back to heaven. In this final work on the planet earth. Praise Jesus
much.
So we thank God that He teaches us to profit every day. Even those He has told them to ask us today. That we move on to understand them.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. When we heard before in the Matthew chapter 9 verse 37 to 38, and the Lord God says this, let us read we here.
Matayo esure yomwenda nolunyiriri olwasatu mu omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 9 verse 37.
Naliyo kagamba abayigirizwa benti ebyokukungula bye bingi.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse
48.
Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Yes. Praise Jesus much. When you read Matthew chapter 9, verse 37-38, our Lord Jesus, when he passed through preaching the gospel, and he saw many people who are yearning to know the kingdom of heaven and to enter in it. And they want to enter. But those sent
to
have the spirits of these people, proclaim to them secrets of kingdom of heaven. As the first who God is heavenly government on earth and its central government, known as God's government and governments of the earth. And they were few. And they say, we pray to God the Father. He sends the laborers, the revelers in these governments, and there are many. Praise Jesus much. Because he had already told us that many will come from the east, even the west. Yes. They enter the kingdom of heaven. And the harvest comes from the entire world. Yes. Able to enter.
Matayo esule yomunana nolu nyiriri olwe kumi nolumo.
Matthew chapter 8 verse 11.
Nange mbagamba nti banja abali vevu vanjuba nebu gwanjuba. Abali tula wamu na Ibrahimu, ne Isaka, ne Yakobo, mubwaka bako vomu kuru.
And I said unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob
in the kingdom of heaven.
He,
yes.
Many are
to come from the east. And the west.
Bayingire mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Harvest is expected to be much.
Manyika tunda ateka makagambo kamu.
No, God attaches one word. They will come from the east. Yes.
Manyi wanu tuli mu East Africa.
East Africa.
Wali yobanja bayino vanu mu East Africa.
Many have to come from East Africa.
Bayino kuva mu West.
Have to come from the West.
Bayino kuva mu East ezenzenjawulo ne West ezenzenjawulo.
The West of different nations.
Ni wanu kusoka wanu.
First of all here. Because
here
is where there are people to
command
servants of God in the entire world to come in this work. If you read Isaiah chapter
18
verses
1
to enter to verse 3, he spoke saying like this on the people and the land and the nations beyond rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile. In Uganda, part of Africa, how they believe the banner and they blow the trumpet, calling all nations. God is final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things.
That
God spoke in his prophets were from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament.
And if you
know where it were, the way it has to be, the way it will be forever.
Able
make many inherit kingdom of heaven. When you read this Isaiah, he says this. Isaiah chapter 18, verses
1.
Woe to the land with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Verse
2. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu, eri egwange gwanvu, eri egwe wevu, eri abantu ababanga. Eri abantu babanga abentisa kasokedde babeerawo na guno gujwa egwange eryamanyi era erinyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea and even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go you swift messengers to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and trodden down, whose land the rivers divide. Verse 3.
Mwemwe naba tula munsi, namwa babera kutaka lyensi, ebendera bwe wanikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga, erekondere bwe lifuyibwanga muwuliranga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see when he lifts up a banner on the mountains and when he blows a trumpet, hear. Yes. If you look in Isaiah chapter
18,
verses 1 to
3,
and have spoken of a nation, a people, and a land,
beyond
rivers of Ethiopia,
but
the source of the river Nile, that nation is Uganda. And it is said,
that
nation is divided in many other rivers, besides the river Nile. Besides, they are the source of the river Nile, upon which you see many other rivers divide within it.
According
to Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. But in the verse 3 it says, all you inhabitants of the world dwell on the earth, when those people lift the banner and they blow the trumpet, which calls you in the worldwide call, which calls you God is final back on the planet Earth. You hear, because in those days God is going to need harvests of spirits, many of them, which have to be redeemed from destruction, to go back in the kingdom of heaven. Those spirits, they are redeemed passing through two governments. God is heavenly governments on the earth, and its central government, known as God is government in governments of the earth.
When
you look to Isaiah chapter 18, verse 4 to 5,
katonda yagamba
mu kiseera ekyo ajja kwewuba yeewummulidde naye nga ali focused nnyo ng'atunula ng'asinziira mu ggulu wakati mu musana omungi omusana ogw'okumanya nga gwaka alindirira amakungula agawerako bino byonna byogerwa mu Isaaya eno mubiro bino byennyini amakungula mangi agalina okukungulibwa ag'emyoyo gy'abantu abadde bazikirira mu geyena tubawonye okulabika nga baddizibwa mu bwakabaka bw'omugulukatusome tuwulire
Isaiah esura ye 18 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna
Isaiah chapter 18 verses 4
kubanga bwatyo mukama bw'angambye nti ndiwummula era ndirabanga nnyimba mu kifo kyange wentudde ng'olubugumu olutemagana mu musana ng'ekiro eky'omusulo mu lubugumu olw'omubiri ebyokukunguliramu
For so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will watch from my dwelling place, like a clear heat in sunshine, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. Yes. When you read Isaiah 18, verses 1 to
3,
they first mark you for a nation, a land, and a people,
beyond
the river of Ethiopia,
at
the source of the Nile.
Mu Uganda kwali
Africa. In Uganda part of Africa.
Ng'abantu abalina okuyimusa ebendera.
For people to lift the banner.
Era ekkondo ery'amawanga.
Trumpet to nations.
Okugayita mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
Call them in the worldwide call.
Kikatonda amawanga gonna agayise gakole naye.
God has called on nations
worldwide. Mulimu okusema okusemazinga w'ensi.
The final back on the planet.
Naye ng'omulimu guno.
But this work.
Okusinzira ku Isaiah 18 onyolookuna.
To Isaiah 18 verse 4.
Mukiseera ekyo ndikatonda ajja kuba atudde mu ggulu.
That time God
will leero.
Sit in heaven.
Ng'atunula ku nsi.
And he looks on earth.
Nga focusinze.
Focus.
Kumakungula amayiti.
On the much harvest,
wakati mu musano omungi,
the midst of my sunshine, that of his
word,
light of knowledge,
guaka,
which is shining,
alindira makungula,
he waits for harvests.
Yet our Lord Jesus, we heard in
Matthew chapter 9, verse 34 to 38.
Abakungulabo
those rebels
naye nyakizibu
tebalina
abakunga
they do not have one to mobilize
them obunabbi bwali bugambye
the prophecy already said Isaiah 18
yorusoka pakuluguna
verses 1 to 4
nti abagenda okunga bannaabwe
those to mobilize the others
okwegatta ku mulimu gwa makungula
join on the work of the harvesting of many spirits
okujikungula okuva mu nsi
to harvest them from the world
okujizayo muguru
to take them back to heaven
bagenda kuveri wansi w'emigaji ya Ethiopia mu Uganda
come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia and Uganda
era katonda mukire ajja kuba atunudde ng'alinda
kiseera
nga kyamakungula kuba abantu bwe bajja kuba badde bazikira lwakubula kumanya n'okubula okumanya
kwe
kubula omusana ogw'okubikkulirwa naye waalagidde omusana ogw'okumanya
waate mu kizikiti
n'amanya amakungula ebiro byago
bituuse
bw'osoma olunyo olw'okutaano ayogera
bwatiisaya 18:5
Isaiah esura ye 18 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano kubanga okukungula nga tekunnabaawo okumulisa nga kuwedde n'ekimuli nga kifuuka zabbibu eryengera aliwawagula obutabi n'ebiwabyo n'amatabi agalanda aligaggyawo n'agatema
For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the springs with pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. Yes.
Agamba nti nga tannatuuka ku makungula.
He said before you reach harvest,
tujja sooka tulabe ebimuli.
We shall see the budding of flowers. Yes.
Tulabe tugambe.
We say.
Obutuufu ensi kati yeeyanira Katonda.
The world is yearning for God. Yes.
Nti ajja sooka tulabe ebimuli nga
bwe bitaddeko. The flowers which are buds. Yes.
Tulabe nga okwengera yengera kutandise.
And we see that the budding is ripe.
Bwe tumala okulaba ebimuli tulabe okussaako.
After we see the buddings we shall see ripening. We see the ripening.
Nti naye.
That bud.
Ng'ekyagenda kikola.
He will do that.
Agenda sooka abeeka amatabi gaatemaatema.
You have branches you cut off.
Those who
say in the John chapter
15,
verses 1 to 5,
and they say,
Jesus is the true vine, and his father is the gardener. Yes. And we are branches. That which bear fruit, he prunes it. That
will
never bear fruit, he cut it away. What you have to know. There has to happen a revival and restoration.
Which is
going to first cut off religious and beliefs not clear.
Those
branches refuse to bear fruits.
You
cut off the false salvation. Praise Jesus Christ. Now in the Bible, in the history, those we shall move get explained. Even through prophecy, release the love of the world. It shows that those who harvest spirits, God's final work on this planet Earth, they are going to base in God's heavenly governments on the earth too. And they plant them all over the world. Are we together? That's why, as we
standard strategy,
that's why, as we introduced to the sixth standard strategy of God, we called it the harvesters of spirits all over the world in our services of the worldwide call. And we named it
government is a katunda.
The two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
They
are ones going to work. Harvesters have gathered within them. But there has been a latest prophecy released in the year 2020 from Germany through a prophet
and the
Pastor Mildad.
He is
based in Germany.
Even though
he was an Egyptian by citizenship,
but right now he's
based in Germany.
He said
that it's going to be a strategy. And they are the same in the entire world. And he spoke of those governments. But he said they are going to base in Uganda.
It
you did not know how they are going to be. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
He
did not know how they will be, but he spoke of them. You can look, search for that message. It is there. And he said in 10 years,
government
and that
government is
and those two God's governments,
standard strategies
there will be harvests which have never been. Harvest of spirits which are taken back in heavens. Yet he is in Germany.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we have much proof. But those are what we shall get explained in the
fullness.
You get proof in the Bible, in the history, and through prophecies spoken all over the entire world.
Government is a katunda.
That the two God's heavenly governments on the earth
based
the nation Uganda to prepare harvesters of spirits the world to take them back to heavens all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we know it that this point of the harvesters of spirits all over the world, we are not within it alone. According to prophecy Isaiah 18 verses 1,
he shows
that those with wings,
yes,
yeah, those with wings, the angels, yes,
and they
at the source of the Nile in the Uganda part of Africa,
them
to move the whole world in this harvest. Those we understood in the first standard strategies, and there is even a tower
The strongest tower
connect heaven and earth in one mission. Prophet Isaiah already showed angels have to come in this harvest.
They
will come beyond rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile,
Uganda,
Pearl of Africa, and
will
fly swiftly, spread the entire world, and they work with those in the two governments. Let us read, we hear. Isaiah chapter
18,
verses
1.
Woe to the lands with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. War. The land of wearing wings, which is beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile, in Uganda. There are those who wear their wings. Yes. Those who wear their wings. Yes, they move here to there. Who are those ones?
Bamalaika,
the angels in the harvests.
Daniel.
You know, Bible says Daniel. Angel flew swiftly.
Like
the time of the evening sacrifice. Yes. Praise Jesus much. All thousands of angels. Spread in Daniel.
Daniel Yesule Yomwinda, Noru Nyiri Orabi Moromo.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21.
We wow, Bwendari Njogera Mokosaba. Omusaja Gabrieli, Gwendaleba Mwebe Nayole Sewa, Oroverebere, Navu Siwa Mango, Nankomako Ngamuchisere Chasadake Yaka Ungezi.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you want to understand well, Isaiah 1 verse 18. Woe to the land of wearing wings, which is beyond rivers of Ethiopia, as we speak the source of the river Nile, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, that their wings wearing out in it, wearing wings. Yes. You go in Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, understand who are those who fly with wearing wings. And he said, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, he was caused to fly swiftly, reached me in the time of the evening offering. Yes. Angels and they are flying. Want to move, understand that. Isaiah chapter 18, verse 2, it says, fly, we are going to send in the nations. We are going in the harvest. Before we arrive, reach there, we are going in the world. We have to first send our vestals who will lead us.
The mighty move.
In that other day, in September, on the dates 13th.
We are
going to first
angels
they pass through the world. They speak with the world.
Amen.
As they prepare them,
we
send them to fly swiftly, spread the world swiftly. Let's read this verse, we see. Isaiah chapter 18, verses 2.
Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu eri gwange gwanvu eri gwe wevu eri abantu ababanga abentisa kasokedde babeerawo na guno gujwa egwange eri amanyi reri nyirira ddala ensi yabwe emiga yigisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go you swift messengers to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and trodden down,
whose land the rivers divide. Yes. Ambassadors who fly swiftly. You know, if you read Daniel. Daniel, chapter
9.
When we read Isaiah chapter 18, verse 2, he sent ambassadors to fly swift.
And he connects
Daniel chapter
9,
verse 21.
This
angel Gabriel was caused to fly swift. You understand
that
thousands of angels, after they have understood
the government,
that God, heavenly government has planted a base on earth,
government,
even it is central government.
Government, government is
God is government, government of the earth.
It's based
on
earth.
And it's there at the source and the base and the foundations of the worldwide call. Them two will get down.
We're
coming swift.
We are
come going in harvests. There is a secret there. Why both these two governments?
Government is a katunda zomuguru.
God is
zino kusimbwa kunsi.
Heavenly governments have to be based on this earth.
What we call kwenja uru kugendo kubao.
There is a special working which is going to happen.
Ngaba kosi.
In the workers.
Eda bakunguzire mioyo.
Harvesters of spirits.
Shiba antu buntu boka.
We are not only you human beings alone.
Nenga chiri mwe kumine kumizaba maraika.
It involves thousands of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it involves thousands of angels. Them to have come in the harvest.
Now,
this work is to get interesting. You think it's just going to be interesting? It's already interesting. It is already interesting. It's not, you've not enjoyed yet, right? It's already very interesting. It's interesting. Praise Jesus much. The work is interesting.
It's
already interesting. Let's read the Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 36.
Aunasibule bibina na ingira monju. Haba igirizwabe nebaja wali. Nebagamba anti tutegeze orugeruru ngano eyo musiko.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the fields.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, bali beta go kumanya. Wali urugeru ya nyumizako.
A parable he had spoken. That parable. It showed he planted the good seeds. The enemy sowed in wrong ones.
And
said they approach it when it's early. Both of them to grow. On the day of the harvest. We shall separate them.
But
I want to tell you in these verses. It's the verse 39. Which most speaks of. On our fellow harvesters. Let us read we here. Matthew chapter 14, verse 39.
Omulabe eyajisiga ye Setani. Amakungula ye nkomerero yensi. N'abakunguzi beba malaika.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. Yes. Angels are involved in it much.
Yeah.
One of the many harvesters we have to ask for. Those read of in Matthew 9. Yes.
37 to 38.
Jesus, after so many people were in need,
those
who yearn to enter the kingdom of heavens, and he called them the harvest. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers, the laborers, the harvesters, there are very few. He said, ask the Lord. The Lord of the harvest. Lord God the Father. He sends
abakozi nga bangi.
Laborers and many.
N'alyoka atandika okuteekawo abamu bannabbi.
Then he began to put some prophets, others apostles.
Kati ate,
now,
nga inosindikirako ne bamalayika.
Has to send upon them angels.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man. Yes.
Tuvula bakyawandikibwa.
That is why it is written.
Mubakoliso ekisoke sura ye 12.
Colossians chapter 12. 28.
Gagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abakoliso ekisoka esura ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 8.
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
Era Katonda yasawo mu kanisa abalala okusoka batume abokubiri bannabbi abokusatu bayigiriza nate ebyamagero nate ti nate abaddukanya nate ebyokuwonyanga nate abebirabe ebyokuwonyanga abayambi abaddukanya abogezi bennimi.
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helpers, administrators, various kinds of tongues. Yes.
Bwe yamara okulabikanga kugabamuga abakungu nabatuma.
Now he said I've sent the apostles. He put in the church.
Kusuka abatume.
First apostles,
nabbi,
prophets,
abasumba,
pastors,
abulizi wenjiri,
evangelists,
abayambi,
helpers, administrators.
Natika atume.
He sends
abakunguze.
Harvesters.
Gabanji.
And there are many.
Era natumirako ne nkumiza abamalayika.
And he sent upon thousands of angels.
Natandika okugamba.
He began to say.
Malayika we kanisa.
Unto the angel of the church in Ephesus.
Mukanisa ngataddewo.
The church is set there.
Abakozi abalala batume bannabbi
basumba. As the prophets pastors. As you know we shall see that.
Naga tebamala.
They are not enough.
Tuteke mune bamalayika.
Let's put their angels. He began to say Revelations chapter 2 verse 1. Revelations chapter 2 verses 1.
Erimalayika owekanisa eyomu Efeso wandika nti bwati bwayogera oyo akwate munyenye omusanvu mu mukono gwo ogwa ddyo atambulira wakati w'ettabaaza omusanvu eza zaabu.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. This thing says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Yes.
Levako.
You see.
Mubakori
se chua kumina bili. In the first Corinthians 12, 28.
Ngatusabia abakungu.
After we asked for
abakozi,
reverence.
Abakungu na bimi.
Abakungu na bimi oyo. Of spirits.
Rukuba minji.
For there are many.
Ukama nateka umo kanisa.
They don't put there in the church.
But abatume.
Apostles.
Banabi.
Prophets.
Abulizi wenjiri.
Evangelists.
Basumba.
Pastors.
Abasumesa.
Teachers.
Wakozi wa magiri.
Work of miracles.
Abogezi bennimi.
Abazi vunura. Those that are praying there.
Na balada.
And many others.
Na gama na yoro ukuba.
He said but because.
Abakungu zibe miyo baina kuwa babi.
Harvesters of spirits of two
times.
There are also angels involved.
He
sent armies of angels.
Now,
Revelation 2 verse 1, you read a church of the angel of Ephesus. The one who led the army of angels in that best. We have to work with them. Yes. What is wrong with you?
We
did first understand well. What most hindered this preparation to move on?
The government
is two governments we read of. What gave each a position? These are false prophets. My. But God has loved us.
Amen.
Angels are warming up for this. Listen to verse 8, what it says. Revelations chapter 2, verses 8.
Ereri malaika owekanisa eyomusumuna. Wandika nti, bwati wayogera owoluberebere eri owenkomerero. Eyali afudde nabo omulamu.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. Yes. Churches were given other angels to work together in this work. Our Lord Jesus already said, you ask Lord of the harvest to send the
Lord
to send harvesters of spirits.
May
I have seen many times
when
churches move and they start, they are started. They do not know what they start. And they never know that the ambassadors of heaven must manifest the heavenly governments on the earth. And they have to put in place
its
central government.
God's
government in the governments of the world. To indicate and mark these work laborers well. These laborers and human beings. And of the angels. And we begin to work. There is no preparation and strategy. And we find that governments of the world. It begins to order its workers very well. And we find
governments
of the world is nothing we can correct and guide them. As if it is them who need to guide and correct us. It's to say that the children of this world and they're wiser than the children of light. And the church, they're just there. It's just as you see the way they are. Praise Jesus. He speaks this. Revelations 2:12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum, write, these things says he who has the sharp sword with two edges. Yes. Every church where it was. Because that. We needed harvesters. The laborers. Many of them. And God sends prophets in that place. Apostles, pastors. And they had to be many. And upon them he sends angels. Everywhere the base of church was. It's surprising that what Satan beats is to beat away all the reverers. There is only one
senior pastor
and the junior. Only one, two people. All the rest sent there just seated down. You have been seated. Yet, after entering salvation, entered in the category of those going to harvest. Praise Jesus. Those
who
the apostles, prophets, pastors, they beat, destroyed all of them. Even angels never appeared on the work again. What is caused that brings God is standard strategies. Be able to set up the other standards. These harvesters from the children of men
and
the
thousands,
angels come down on the earth.
They
have standard strategies. Have you understood well? Yes. You know, they spoke of these seven churches. Yet they had those angels. And they got from 100 trillions. And they sent. Go work with those on the world.
Government,
the government is down there. It's where you have to reach from.
Government,
in God's heavenly government on the earth.
You
have your department down there. Department of the holy angels.
Department,
the seventh department.
Representing
presented of seven priests. All the seven trumpets. They hold two trumpets. 7 times 2. Everyone has to 2. For we have department of priests above. The priests have one trumpet. Angels have one
trumpet.
They have two trumpets each. 14. What we call double portion.
We
have department of Holy Spirit. Or the 8th.
muntu kubujuvu bwe
the Holy Spirit is fullness
bakabona ababeeramu omusanvu
the seven in there
uli omwabe na makondera asatu asatu
each one has three trumpets
they call it triple portion
they call it triple portion
eh eh ayayaya eh wow kakati yabo Uganda
now brethren
dineguanga lya Uganda
this nation of Uganda
ensi
the land
erabantu
and the people and the nation
everyone's mu migaja
Ethiopia beyond rivers of Ethiopia
usibuko yo
mugachi at the source of the river Nile
katonda yakakasadda
God proved long back
Bible
in the Bible
mu byafayo
in the history
mubunabi
through prophecies released in AD all over the world
okubera base ya government za katonda ezo muguru ebili
kunsi the base of the two God's heavenly governments on the earth
abakungula emyoyo
those who harvest spirits
okuva mbantu
from the human beings
nokuva mbamalaika
and from the angels
bali nokusinziranga
where they have to be basing
nadala mulimu guno okusema kusema zinga wensi
this final work on the planet earth
revival
in revival
nokudizibwa bujjo kwebintu
and restoration of all things
ngabu soso kulira mu Isaiah
18 as pastor Isaiah chapter 18
nyodisoka
verses 1
pakuru okutano
up to 5
eranga nenkumiza bamalayika
in the thousands of angels
bosoma komo kubikulirwa
read of in revelations
isuliyo kutana
chapter
5:11 bakuka bata andikana
come down be already
begun bubi nibankulembiranga murugendo
rwe themselves led me in the heavenly journey
ohuva mwagwa 2005 baba ndabalinda ko kimucho
they have been waiting for one thing
malo kuteka kaburunji government ebiri
order well the two governments on the earth
uliyokonda biri
and then you see
Yes, we have
praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Kabari someye ko mukubikuriwe ntula.
Let's read in Revelations we see.
Okubikuriwe sura yo 5 no runyiriri olwe 10 no rumo.
Revelations chapter 5 verse 11.
Nedaba nempulye dobozi ya bamalaika abanji abetolode ntebe nebiramo nabakadde. No muwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi. Mwenkumi emirundi enkumi.
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. And the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times. 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Yes. According to Revelation 5 verse 11.
Trillion.
100 trillions.
Of
the holy angels. They want to come down.
Let's
go in the harvest. Every day they waited for one thing.
Government za katonde zo muguru ebili
musi two god is heavenly government so they be ordered very well
sikulwanga
least
wabawo kutatagana okwaliwo ruli
there is a confusion which happens like last time
okuva mukama wafe Yesu yali asabye akakunguza abanji
Lord Jesus asked for many laborers
era kitafenate kawo banji
and the father put in place many
atumira kone ba malaika
set upon the angels
ne ruwo kubula order
but for lacking order
iyo kukola
of work
ba abakunguza abo nebagenda ngabagwao
harvesters finished and ceased to be
ba malaika
the angels
nebakendera mukujja kunsi
and they reduced coming on the world
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ngabu ulide kubikuriyo 5:10
Revelation 5 verse 11
nga trillion 10
100 trillions
usubulugata kone billion
you can also join on 200 billions
abakola malaika abadoni nekufwa
who work with angel abadon with death
Imareka we magombe nokufa
angel of death and hell
obagatta ko boma nyinte bali kuzili
you know they are not among the 100 trillions
the no billion is zona zuri ya
these billions to be there
bobali already bali mono
bali already there
bakola kufa
working on the missions of death and in hell
ushiba mioyo ejaba ejabono
spirits of the demons
unyo buda koma
the bottomless pit
bobali bali ndako base imire
bulungi they waited the best to stand very well
Watu bwayogera mukubikuru ya mwenda
That's how he said Revelations 9
10 name
verse 11
nore 10 nomukaga
and verse 16
ngagamba bwati
as it says this
Ukubikuriwe sura iyo mwenda noru nyiriri ole 10 norumo
Revelations chapter 9 verse 11
Zirina kabaka wazo malaiko wobunya butakoma erinya mulwebulania abadoni nemuliyonani alinerinya aporoni
And they had a king over them who is the angel of the bottomless pit whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon
but in the Greek tongue he is has a name Apollyon.
Verse 16.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. Yes. When you read Revelation 9 verse 11, there is an angel in charge of the bottomless pit, angel of hell, angel of chains, angel Abaddon. Revelation 9 verse 16, they show you those he leads total to 200 billions. Join them on 200 trillions.
See
the harvesters, those the Father sends.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
It's
all goes based in your nation, Uganda.
Africa,
to spread Africa.
Where
there is a pillar stand in the last days. And then spread the entire world. In the September. On the 13th around, we need right there to move. That's why at the end of this month,
I
have to already have allocated you, positioned you. Praise Jesus much. Because when he spoke Revelation 22, Verse 7 to 9, the angel says, we have fellow servants with those who keep the word of God, and they are present that we work. You can write it down there. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7 to 9, angel Gabriel explains, we are fellow servants with the prophets and servants of God, and those who keep the words of this book. Yes. Hebrews 1 verse 13 and the 14. Spirit sent the angels
to go to serve
those who inherit salvation. Yet that was proven that they will fly from heavens, descending into the earth of nation of Uganda, which is beyond river of Ethiopia, at the source of the Nile, where they will be best in spread the entire world in the last days. As it was the nation Israel, that all the angels
they
came down in Israel to spread the entire world.
And
they were working with apostles right from the beginning. When you look to Acts chapter 8,
and
the angel of the Lord speaks to Philip,
go
right at this place.
Let's
do and fish that spirit which comes from Ethiopia.
Let's
harvest it. That working is very interesting. Let's read these Acts.
Ebikolo by'abatume esuli y'omunana n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Acts chapter 8 verse 26.
Naye malayika wa Mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti golokoka ogende obukiiko obwa ddyo okutuuka ku kkubo eriserengeta okuva mu Yerusalemi okutuuka e Gaza, ekkubo eryo lya ddongo.
And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Verse 27.
Nagolokoka nagenda. Kale laba omuntu omu Ethiopia, omulawe omukungu wa Kandake kabako omukazi owa Ethiopia, eyali omuwanika w'ebintu byonna, yayeze Yerusalemi okusinza.
And he arose went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Verse
28.
Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Verse
29.
Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot.
When we
look to Acts
Chapter
8,
verse
26,
to enter
30. Bamalaika batandise okukola n'abatume.
Angels start work with apostles.
Tukungule emyoyo giva mu nsi yonna.
Have best peace come from the entire world.
Kwegamba okukola okwo kwatandika ne kubeerawo ebbanga.
That working started at least for some time.
Era bw'osoma mbi kwatume essuula eri
26. If you read Acts chapter 23.
Okuyingira esula ya 28.
Enter chapter 29.
Olaba omutume Paulo okunyanja.
Apostle Paul on the sea.
Malaika wa Mukama amugamba.
The angel of God tells him. Those people you were with, all of them.
Kama abakuwadde mugende e Roma.
God has given them to you, go to Rome.
Tugende tukungule emioje eyo.
Go harvest spirit there.
Era mutume Paulo abayita ejini.
Apostle Paul as he passed.
Malaika wa Mukama namulabikira.
Angel of the Lord appeared to him.
Omanyi malaika bakulemberamu ne bateekateeka.
They lead and they begin prepare.
Kubanga mutume Paulo agamba.
Apostle Paul said.
Musajja ngasinzira eri Macedonia.
I saw a man based in Macedonia on a vision.
Ngamuita mjero mtuulire injili.
Come this side, preach to us.
Kumbe malaika wa Mukama yatuse teri.
The angel of the Lord arrived really there.
Atika se emyo jeyo.
Prepared spirits there.
Baba wadu okuulisibwa.
They have given them visions.
Okwageye nanga bweyo cha.
Hell how it burns.
Ne gurunga beriri.
Heaven how it is.
Emitima nejitegekebwa.
And their hearts are prepared.
You should wait to yenkole egendo
kubera. That is the way which is going to be there.
Tugena menye kanyona
ba. I'm not going to break much with people.
Tugena shoka omoyo mtukuvunga kulembera.
The Holy Spirit leading.
Ne ba malaika.
With angels.
Tege kama wanga.
To prepare the nations.
Fe tugenenga tuvake
mabe. We go follow from behind.
Abakunguzi bemiyoyo.
The harvesters of spirits.
Okuva mawanga agenza egenja wulu
different nations
kubanga kuno kuitibwa kwansi
but this is the worldwide call
katona mwaisa mawanga
kuna where God has called the nations
bakule na imulimu ogusemba
they work with him in his final work
sema jinga
wese on this planet earth.
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much.
So njagala tusoka tulistinge.
So I want us to first list
tulistinge department yo munana.
We list the 8 departments
ezikola government ya katonda yo muguru
which make up God is heavenly government on the earth. Yes,
wandikao
you write down
tulistinga department yo munana.
We list the 8 departments
ezikola government ya katonda yo muguru
which make up God is heavenly government on the earth. Yes,
wandiko mtogo bulunji
you write down that heading well.
Jacob ajagua andika
chasi. Jacob write it later.
Aha. Manyi wale wa mtunuli na waga ngata
wale. Those who look and they ask, he's not writing.
Una kusomera Bible.
He reads the Bible for you. Yes.
Umazo kuandika bulungi.
Have you written down well?
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Department yesoka.
The first department.
Department yesoka.
The first department.
Yekanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi.
It is the holy church of God on earth.
Ngabweli mugulu.
As it is in heaven. Yes.
Department yesoka.
The first department.
Yekanisa ya Katonda entukuvu kunsi.
It's the holy church of God on earth.
Ngabweli mugulu.
As it is in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi banja abatamanyi.
You know many do not know.
Nje kanisa notesu okirano
kunsi. That this church was not first on this earth.
Kanisa jeri mu.
The church is already in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yenda kuwa yoko miku byama.
I'm going to give you some of the secrets.
Bwatani kanga yogera nafwe.
When he begins to speak with us.
Bibula ni Yesu leri eyekomi nebi.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Oruabiri mwebiri.
Verse 22.
Baka abiri musa.
To 23.
Baso kane bakulage kanisa yo mu.
They first show you the church in heaven.
Ye nainga sibizimbe.
Yet they are not buildings.
Wabula abatukuvu.
But the holy ones who overcame long back.
Aha, katusome tulabe.
Let us read we see.
Abebrania isule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bwa bamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Olunyiriri
verse 23.
Eri ekunganire dene eri kanisa yababiriberye abawandikibwa muggulu neri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna neri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect.
Yes.
Omanyi Babylon ya 12.
No, Hebrews 12. Verse 22.
Asoka na kuaniliza.
First welcome you.
Na gamba.
And he said,
tukuaniliza.
We welcome you.
Urusozi Sayuni.
To the mountain Zion.
Neri echibuga cha Katonda
omulamu. The city of the living God.
Yerusalemu echo muguru.
Heavenly Jerusalem.
Neri obukumi obukumi baba malaika.
And the innumerable company of angels.
Urabiri mwesatu.
Verse 23.
Murukungano olunene.
The general assembly. And the church of the firstborn written in heaven to God, judge of all, spirits of those holy ones made perfect. You know, church in heaven it is angels and the holy ones. That's why church is not the building. That department, they beat it.
Department yesoka.
The first department.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru
kuru. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department.
Department.
Ya kanisa ya Katonda yitukufu kuru.
The Holy Church of God on the earth.
Ngabweri muguru.
As it is in heaven.
Nti kanisa yu.
That church.
Sili zime.
It is not the buildings.
Kanisa yu.
That church.
Rimwe nkumine nkumiza wa marayika.
It is thousands of angels.
Naba tukufu.
And the holy ones.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Olaba engeri department yo jebaji changamu.
See the way they played that department. As we came to understand again,
the
confusion is much there. And we went to a church, as we say, on the buildings. I wonder whether it's like that in heaven. When you read Hebrews 12, 223,
he
have told you, we will come into Mount Zion, in the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem,
the
great gathering of the angels. Have you heard well? The great gathering of the angels.
The assembling. To the general assembly.
To the great gathering.
And
to the church of the firstborn written in heaven. And to God the judge of all. The spirits of the holy men made perfect. Yes. And they tell you that is the church which governs in heaven.
It
is angels and the holy ones. That's why we too, Hebrews 10,
said
we long for seeking fellowship. When we gather as us, gathered as church we, understand this an entire department. It has to stand all days. Let's first read. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Obutalekanga kukungana wamu, ngabalala webaisa. Nayenga tubulira, eranga tweyongera ngo kukola ebyo bwetutyo. Ngabwe mulaba olunaku lulinga lunatera okutuuka.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. Yes. You know, Hebrews 12, 22 to 23, they will come into the great gathering of the angels, the holy ones of God, who make up the church in heaven.
Now,
we too on the world we are told, Hebrews 10, verse 25, do not forsake the assembling together, as the man of others is. Assembling we together, as the church in heaven. Sure.
Eno department namba nga muguru
jeri. An entire department, it's in heaven.
Ne kumsinga ino kubera ko.
On the earth, it has to be there.
Bwetu abakora ebikolebwa muguru.
If we are to do things done in heaven, as we do them on
tuna
earth,
kwanga tuliko adda kabuza buzibwa.
Must not have anything confusing us.
Ndi kanisa bibera bizimbo ba makunga.
There are buildings or synagogues.
Neda.
No.
Kuba muguru sibwete bweri.
Heaven is not like that.
Okay. Yeah. Are we together?
Tuli fena.
Whatever standing engeri je chikola mwa.
See how Satan did it.
Your department na jitabula
that department confused it.
Era bahatugamba.
And they told us.
Bemukungana.
Anytime you assemble together.
These should be present. Even in heavens, they are what are present. Yet when we gather, and drama is too much, and heavens wonder, and he said, that department, God confused is not as it is in heavens.
Let us see 1 Corinthians
chapter 14.
Abakolise chisoka esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda bwe mukungana buli muntu alina oluyimba alina okuyigiriza alina ekimubikuliddwa alina olulimi alina okutegeeza byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Yes. Anytime we gather, they say anyone with a psalm, those psalms, anyone with the doctrine, one with the revelation and interpretation,
olimi,
a tongue, let all be done for edifying. But you don't know, even in heavens, that's what they do. They cannot gather the things we gather of, take it. See the finger of God. Church of the world is in another thing.
But
the way God is having the government has come back, as it is in heavens.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus Amen. Much. You know, there are those who have said
that
you think us angels gather, they say there is a gospel, there is a revelation. All they are present in their gatherings. Hebrew Revelation 14, verse 6. The gospel preached to us here,
angels
are the ones who first get to be in
it
and fly in heaven, everlasting gospel, and it has to be preached to nations, nations and languages. Let us read we here. Revelation chapter 14, verse
6. Okubuulira abatuula ku nsi na buli ggwanga n'ekika n'olulimi n'abantu.
And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe on tongue and people.
He,
yes. This gospel is first preached in heaven. And they praise God. All revelation they know it. The explanations. Angel Gabriel told Daniel, I want to tell you what's noted in the scriptures of truth. You think it tells him to him, he does not understand them. I don't want to go much in that.
At least you
listen to them, understand them.
Department in Isoka.
This first department. God is heavenly government on the earth. Department of the Holy Church of God on the earth. As it is in heaven. The Holy Church of God
is
made up of the holy angels, the holy ones of God. They are not buildings.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. They are not buildings. And that's what brought a great confusion in the world. Our Lord Jesus, as was dying for us, he did not die for buildings as the church, but he died for us as the church, that he bring us to himself as the church, which has not a spot, not a wrinkle. Let's read in the Ephesians. Ephesians 5. Verse 22.
Okay,
let's read verse 27.
Ephesians 5,
verse 27.
Ngatirina bala ne wankuba dolufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema. Abefeso essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu etaano. Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa naye waayo ku lwayo.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Yes.
Abasajja,
husbands,
baagale bakazi baabwe.
They love their wives.
Nga Kristo.
As Christ.
Bayagale kanisa.
Loved the church.
Naye waayo ku lwayo.
And gave himself for it.
Uroza.
You think?
Naye waayo lwabizimbe.
He gave himself for the buildings.
Naye waayo ku lwaffe.
He did not give himself for we.
Sifa tulina kanisa.
He is not us meant to be the church.
Naye tulaba abantu bangi.
Yet we see many people.
Okusokera dabo madini.
Those of religions.
Nabalala.
And others.
Bebo munzikiriza.
They are of the beliefs.
Ezenjawulo.
Different beliefs.
Ezekusa ku bukristayo.
Which attach themselves on salvation.
Nabalala bebo mburokoja bo bulima.
Others of the false salvation.
Ngabazimbye bizimbe.
They have built buildings.
Abiite kanisa.
And they call it the church.
Kasimanyo obe Yesu yapirira.
I don't know whether Christ died for that.
Obabwe to weri mguru.
Whether that's the way it is in heavens.
Banange.
My God.
Naye mukama Yesu wali mu Matayo 2:1.
Our Lord Jesus in Matthew 24. Verses 1 to 3.
Yagamba tewali bajenda nalimu.
He said there is no stone which will remain on those buildings. All they are to be put on the ground. When we build buildings, we build them as synagogues. Or as tabernacles. To save us from the cold and the rainfall and the sunshine. Even the heats. And God puts his glory upon them. As
he speaks
in Isaiah chapter 4. Verses 5 to
6.
Those who read them. But concerning church. I would have spoken much. But time is not enough. We are resting. Praise Jesus much.
So chitegeza.
So it means
abageni okola mu department yenu.
Who's going to work in this department?
Ino banga mmanyi bulungi ebye kanisa byonna.
Must know very well all concerning the church.
Ngabi kubikulidwa bulungi.
And they have been revealed to you very well.
So konsomere befeseno tumale.
Must read me Ephesians we finish.
Abefese suri yokutano nolunyiriri olabiri mu mukaga.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
Aliokaji tukuze ngamaze okujirongosa nokujinaza namaze. Mchigambo.
That he may sanctify and cleanse it with water, washing of water by the word.
Abiri musanvu.
Verse 27.
Aliokajere tereye njini ekanise yechitiwa. Ngatirina bala ne wakubadde olufunyiro. Ne wakubadde chona echifana nangabino. Na yeve ili tukuvu. Eteri ikobulema.
That he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Yes.
Yeretere kugama yatutukuza namazi mu kigambo.
Watch us with water in the word.
Erange kigambo kiba kino kubulirwa.
The word has to be preached.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebere ajitukuze ngatenda bani wangwandu ufunyo.
Don't support man recall.
Yeretere kanisa.
Bring it to himself the church.
So ekanisa eno.
Now this church.
Oba ekanisa ya Katonda entukufu kanisa ya Katonda
Oh, the holy church of God on earth, as it is in heavens. Even here it is made of angels
and
the holy ones of God. And they are cleansed with water and the word for the blood of Jesus. Even the one of heavens was made like that. For they overcame him by the word of their testimony
and
by the blood of the Lamb. I would have spoken much on that. And I would have spoken even the copy of the things in heaven.
It
needed to be cleansed together with those of the world.
But
the heavenly copies themselves with a much more sacrifice.
Eye kanisa jimu na mguno ya tukuzibwa.
Church you see in heaven to
us
with water in the word
and
the blood of Jesus.
Ebyonjaga kubiko myaka.
Those I want to end them there.
Binje bibikwa bijikwata ko kanisa.
Things concern it as the church.
Kubanga department yesoka.
Because the first department.
Ya government ya katonde yo mugo.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
division.
This one has three divisions. You write them down. Right there is
Kanisa
where we enter the general church. Yes. When we enter, they divide us in three divisions. It has three divisions. We all enter the church. We come. But when you arrive,
division,
we see which division you fall. Which one? Which one do you lie among them? This is a standard indeed.
So
it's not just because you entered the church that you are in there with all the confusion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the Holy Church of God on earth,
it
has three divisions.
Division is
the first division,
office
of God the Father,
with
gifts and the callings those He gave. Yes.
Division is
the first division, office of God the Father. With gifts and callings those He gives. To handle the conducts of fear of God and manners. To handle the manners and conducts of fear of God. Yes. You know, we first heard in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, and God sets in place different gifts. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
Era katonda yasawo mu kanisa abalala okusoka batume abokubiri bannabbi. Abokusatu bayigiriza nate ebyamagero nate ebirabo ebyokuwonyanga abayambi abafuga abogezi b'ennimi.
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helpers, administrators, various kinds of tongues.
He,
yes,
Katonda Kitaffe,
God the Father,
Kwegamba,
to say
division is soka,
the first division
kanisa ya Katonda entukufu
of the Holy Church of God on earth.
Office ya Katonda Kitaffe,
it's the office of God the Father,
n'ebirabo n'okuyitibwa byagaba,
with the gifts and the callings those He gives,
okwasaganya empisa ez'okutya Katonda,
to connect the manners and the conducts of fear of God,
wakati mu kanisa ne mu nsi,
in the midst of church and in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As you've heard 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 says, God has set some apostles.
I hope
you handle and understand them well.
First,
He put apostles. We have prophets. We have teachers. Worker of miracles. Gifts of healings. Helpers.
Administrators.
Administrators. Various kind of tongues.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But all this, they are taken to be under office. These are officers, and they are captains in the army of God in the midst of the world, in among harvesters of spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bano,
these ones,
bo-officer.
They are called the officers,
or captains,
in the harvesters, or in the army of God. According to Romans 12, let's come from verse 4.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Romans chapter 12, verses 4.
Kubanga bwe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu, naye ebitundu byonna tebirina office emu.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office,
Bwekityo ffe abangi tuli omubiri gumu mu Kristo naye buli muntu tuli bitundu bya bannaffe ffekkana ffekka.
So we being many are one body in Christ and everyone members one of another.
Era bwe tulina ebirabo ebiteekanankana ng'ekisa kye twaweebwa bwe kiri oba bunnabbi tubuulirenga mu kigero eky'okukkiriza kwaffe.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Yes.
Praise
Jesus much.
So tulina ngabo agambi mbarumi esuleno.
As it says Romans 12 verse
4.
So, as there are many members on one body, they make us one body. We too are like that. Do not have the same office. Now that's why you see the gifts that God the Father gives. In the office of God the Father, they are called the officers. In the harvest and in the army of God. Praise Jesus much. Where he said that some are pure prophets, as we first saw. Others, let's read verse 7.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Romans chapter 12 verse 7.
Oba kuweereza tunyikirirenga mu kuweereza kwaffe. Oba ayigiriza anyikirenga mu kuyigiriza kwe.
O ministry, let us wait on our ministering. O he that teaches, on teaching. We have prophets.
Tulina abakwasaganya ministration
ezenjawulo. We have those 100 different ministrations.
Waliyo abasomesa.
There are teachers.
Era tulinayo ne bano bamanga mu nyolo omunana.
Even this below in the verse 8.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Romans chapter 12 verses 8.
Oba abuulirira mu kubuulirira kwe agabenga watali bukuusa akulembera akulemberenga n'okunyiikira asaasira asaasirenga n'essanyu.
O he that exhorts on exaltation, he that giveth, let him do it in simplicity. He that rules with diligency, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Yes. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to enter verse 8, he said there are prophets, there are ministers, there are teachers, there are those who exhort. They exhort their counselors. You can exhort if you need to first be broken for your bad manners. First cleanse you, and after he begins to form you back, bring you back. Those two are in that office. Those who give, and they have gifts of giving, not giving what they have not told you to give out.
And
when we speak of those who give, even give your body parts. And you say that those who have gifts of giving. Praise Jesus.
Someone
may attach on that. God, what is not told you to give.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So abagaba obuyambi.
Those who give help. Yes.
Which,
not the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others have said those
rulers. Abasobola okukulembera.
Who can rule?
Waliwo kubanga olina ekirabo naye nga okulembeze tebuli mu gwe.
But rulership is not in you. These are in the church and in the world. Others. Those of mercy.
There
they can have show mercy. And you feel your back on form.
Don't
have mercy, those not meant to be shown mercy. This unnecessary mercy. unwanted mercy.
All
the man is so in sorrows of the parts. And I had mercy on him. Don't speak of that mercy. That this woman, very sorry, she
had
come shed tears.
Spend
years not see a man. Let me have mercy.
Which
part you show us? We shall be able to understand
division
first division of the church. Division of the Holy Church of God on earth.
Division
the first division.
Division of
the office of God the Father. Where there are gifts and callings, those he gives. Those shall move on and rise well. As we've heard in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, he gives apostles, the prophets, those in the office, teachers, evangelists, work of miracles, helpers, and the others as we read them. In Romans chapter 12, from verse 4 to enter verse 8. Praise Jesus much. Yet this, I say they handle the manners and conducts of God. The manners of fear of God. Romans 12 where it begins. Verses 1-3.
Have to
connect the manners of God. Allow us be conformed to the world. Let's read we hear.
Abarumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiri olusoka.
Romans chapter 12 verses 1.
Chevudembe gayirira aboluganda olokusasira kwa Katonda okuwanga ye mibiri jamwe sadake namu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuweleza kwa mwo kwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse
2. Ng'emirembe gino naye mukyusibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya mulyoke mugezesenga bwebiri Katonda by'ayagala ebirungi ebisanyusa ebituufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes.
Kati office yebwa Katonda Kitaffe.
Now the office of God the Father.
Omuli okuyitibwa n'ebirabo.
Where there are gifts and callings.
Yagaba.
Those he gave.
As we've
heard of them above.
Bakwasaganya mpisa za kutya Katonda.
And the manners of fear of God.
Ngatibatuganya kufananyizibwa nansi.
Not allow us to be conformed to this world.
Wagulanga batuyamba okutegera Katonda kya galire kirungi kya sima.
That which is pleasing to God and acceptable. The one who moved in those gifts. And when we read verse 3, he says this.
Romans chapter
12, verses
3.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Yes.
God
is the division of office of God the Father. There are gifts and callings he gives. And they are responsible on the manners and conducts of fear of God.
To prove
we don't get conformed to this world. We don't appear like the world. Yet we reconcile with heaven.
abatume,
the apostles,
banabi,
prophets,
abasumba,
pastors,
abasumisa,
teachers,
abayambi,
helpers, work of miracles,
abawonya,
those who heal.
Ngabava mu office yobwa Katonda Kitaffe.
They come from office of God the Father.
Umulimu gwabo mukuru
gulero oku. Main work, it is that one.
Eranga bwagamba.
And as he says,
Romans 11 verse
29. That the gifts of God and the callings, they are unchangeable. Let's read we here.
Romans chapter 11
verse
29.
For the gifts and the callings of God are unchangeable. Yes.
So, okuita mu office. Division is okay.
Passing through the first division of the Holy Church of God on earth,
which is
known as Office of God the Father, and those who work in it, they are called the officers, and they have different gifts in handling the manners of the fear of God, and
it
don't enable and allow us
to
be conformed to this world. Many things we shall move to know of them. Those who studied with us, these two governments, you have much we are able to understand. Those who missed, this is a second opportunity to know those in the summary. We want to see of the second division of the Holy Church of God on earth.
Division,
the second division of the Holy Church of God on earth.
Ministry,
it's known as the ministry of God in the Word. Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Ministry.
The ministry of God in the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And the gifts and the callings he gives. Yes.
Wasumba.
Yes.
If you
enter in the church of God in the earth, as it is in heaven, when you arrive in there,
you
become a part of that church. You don't keep hanging just there. No. Either you enter the first division, office of God the Father, the gifts and calling he gives,
and
you have a main mission in life,
we
under manners and conducts of fear of God,
and
we be not conformed to the world, but we conform to heavenly standards, for it's where we are going.
Or you enter
second division of church of God on earth, which is known as
ministry,
as ministry of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
With
the gifts and callings he gives, we all grow to his measure.
And we are
not tossed by any wind of gospel. The wind of gospels.
But we have
proof that all people, they grow to the measure of Christ, and they are filled with the knowledge of God in them. Let's read Ephesians as we summarize. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wabonna ali waguru wabyonna ayita mu byonna era ali ne mumwe mwenna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Verse
7.
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Verse
8.
Therefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captives and gave gifts unto men. Verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula ogamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it that but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10.
Eyakka era yewuuye yalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga zi evenzi zonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things.
Verse 11.
He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Verse 12.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse
14.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
Verse 14.
That we from now on be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleights of men and cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive. Yes. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Everyone among us has
a
measure of gift of the of Christ. The children of God, when they enter in the church, some are given gifts from the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
they enter into ministry.
Division yekanisa.
The second division of the Holy Church of God on earth,
ministry,
which is known as the ministry of God in the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, is the gifts and the callings he gives. As we have heard in the verse 8 up to 10, even 11, where some are apostles, others prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He does not go beyond those gifts. For the work of ministry, we are ministers. And we shall reach a time, and we know those who are officers. And we know those who are ministers. This is a great work for this is a government.
Government
God is heavenly governments on the earth. Those who fall in office of God the Father, who are called officers or the captains.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As
those in the ministry of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. As we've had Ephesians 4, verse 7 to 14.
If
those have gifts and callings, those Christ gives. And they are called ministers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they have a responsibility. We preach the gospel to reach the measure of Christ.
We are
not taken by any wind of doctrine that preached.
But
know very well the gospel meant to be preached. Now, when you
enter
in the church of God on earth,
yes,
and you know,
we
have to make you a holy church, but not a drink
hall.
When you enter inside it, you will find in it three divisions.
Division is so kind of to do
the first division as we've had
office,
office of God the Father, gifts and callings, gifts to connect manners and conducts of fear of God, and we know conform to the world. And we know this one is falling in that prophet, but within the office. Apostle within office.
Office.
Pastor in office. Evangelist in the office.
Chitegede.
Have you understood?
Kakati ngatuke na division yoko.
Then we go in second division.
Ministry
of the ministry of God the world. Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And the gifts he gives. Gifts and the callings he gives. Of affecting the Holy Ones. To reach the measure of Christ Jesus. Not pushed by the wind of any doctrine. Which differs from the word of God.
And
you know that these are easy to see. You cannot come and work a miracle and you
ministry.
Tell us you are in the ministry. Impossible. Except just the signs which follow. Those all who believe. At times you
curse
demons, at times you heal. But not a gift that is upon you. Except you've been given in the office in that moment.
If you came
from the office of the Father, the ministry of God, the Son, the Word,
Yes, Christ,
it gives you that we accept it.
And
you're not just reading the church,
and
just there, you don't fall anywhere. It's what I told you. One is going to come in the month of July, and everything is very different. That you've entered the church. Those of the church when you enter, those to be responsible of it, they will begin to ask you, we welcome you
in
the church of God on earth as it is in heaven. And the intention in this church, these are holy children,
where
are the old angels and the children of God, and they are placed like this and that. They are ordered in Christ that comes for them. But when you arrive, there is a division you have to go. Where do you fall? You have which call? Which
gifts
and the callings that we see where you fall? If you don't have, go in the other department, the second. Of the bishops and the deacons. Where
their
prayer partners, they help you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Division,
the third division of the Holy Church of God on earth, as it is in heavens, is the unit of the Holy Spirit. It's the unit of God, the Holy Spirit, God, the Spirit of the Lord.
It's usually
known as those who demonstrate the power in the words.
Division,
third division of the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven. It's the unit of the Holy Spirit. Unit of God the Spirit. Unit of God the Holy Spirit,
who
is known as the Spirit of the Lord.
Who
demonstrated the power in the words. For the gifts and the callings upon which the Spirit gives. They are there to do that. To demonstrate.
Unity.
Now the units. They join the two. They are in the middle. Office of God the Father. And the ministry of God the Word. That's why they call unit. They unite. And that they do it. Passing through demonstrating the power in the words. For the gifts. And the callings that God the Spirit gives.
Aha.
Yes.
That
mediator. Is the mediator.
Bible.
That's what Bible says. In the 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, it says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
naye buli muntu aweebwa okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit. Yes.
Omanyiwa na baba Yesu.
You know, here he is called them now.
Omwoyo aba agenda alabisibwa agaba.
The Spirit is going to be manifest given in the units.
Kibayita fellowship of that.
They call fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Any time the Spirit gives His gifts, He has brought the profiting. First of all, to prove
that
if the gifts of office of God the Father, as their works are,
if
those in the ministry of God the works, we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
and
the gifts and the callings He gives, and their responsibilities, and they are mediated to agree, mediates them. Yes. Is to say, he usually works to see. 2 Corinthians 13:13 comes to pass. And these three move on very well. Let us read. Second Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 13.
Abatukuvu bonna babalamusizza.
All the holy ones greet you. Verse 14.
Ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo n'okwagala kwa Katonda n'okusekimu okw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu biberenga nammwe. Amina.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Yes.
Now,
all the holy ones in heaven, they greet like unto us always like that. Even from the whole world. But there are three things meant to move very well. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in His ministry and the gifts He gives, even the responsibilities, it has to manifest. The second, the love of God in the office of God, and the gifts and the calling He gives, and their responsibilities, they have to be fulfilled.
Yet
those who mediate them, it's the unit
of
God, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, who demonstrated the power in the Word. Demonstrated the power in the Word, or the gifts He gives.
Say,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Gifts are given for that main work, to mediate. Working from office of God the Father and gifts which work in the ministry of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. And we all, we are in one hope, one faith, our Lord is one. That is Ephesians 4 from verses 1. He says like this. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1.
Chevambe gairira nzo musebe wa mukama waffe. Ndi. Chevambe gairira nzo musebe wa mukama waffe.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation by which you are called. Verse
2.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long sufferings and forbearing one another in love. Verse
3.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Yes. Keep the unity of the Spirit. That's why we told you that the third division in the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven, it is called unit of God, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord,
or
those who demonstrated the power in the Word, as the gifts, as the gifts and the callings He gives.
olw'okutabaganya
for mediating
abalina ebirala ebikola mu ofiisi ya Katonda
Kitaffe
n'abalina ebirala ebikola mu minisitule ya Katonda
Kitaffe
waliwo ebitaba bikulirwa mu nsi
there are those which were not revealed in the world
kanisa n'ebeerawo
and church hanged right there
nga yakavuyo
and it's of confusion
songa Katonda si wakavuyo
yet God is not of confusion
katumale olunyiro olwokuna
let's finish the verse 4
Abefeso esule yokuna n'olunyiro olwokuna
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 4
omubiri guli gumu n'omwoyo omu eranga namwe bwe mwayitibwa mu kusubira okumu okw'okuyitibwa kwammwe
there is one body and one spirit even as you are called in one hope of your calling yes
omubiri guli nakuba gumu ye kanisa
to be one the church
omoya jidukanya omu
people governs is one spirit
esubiri lili mwe yokuitibwa kwa feguru
hope of our calling is one that is heaven
aha bafu bolaba
they try to
witwa kwa wenge chuchuri simwa
they are called that is manifest
na manya manji
with the much power
eranga babera nebirawo bino wamanga
and they have these gifts below
ba aboresa manya agali muchikabo
those who demonstrate the power in the word
ba unit number 1 number 2 number 3
number 1 2 and 3
umanya byo ne mu government zo musi
je even governments in the world they are there yes
yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
basinga babuziza
most of us
bali tulide bo officers
we have had others officers
bali ba ministers
others are ministers
ate bano bo
what about these ones
abaitwa ba unit
who are termed as unit
abaitwa abori samanya gari
chiga they are called those who demonstrated the power in the world
ebirawo bya bibera bino wamanga
their gifts are these ones below
bakoliso ekisoka 12
first Corinthians chapter 12
orinyoro munana
verses 8
bakolwe 12
up to 12
abakoliso ekisoka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriro lw'omunana
first Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 8
kubanga omulala omoya muwese ekigambo ekyamagezi n'omulala aweebwa ekigambo ekyokumanya kuba omwoyo oyo
for to one is given the spirit the word of wisdom to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit yes
waliwo abalina ekirabo ekyamagezi
those with the gift of wisdom
nga abera mu magezi gali mu kigambo
toka he is in the wisdom which is in the word alone
nga ye takuganya kufuruma
and does not allow you to get out of it
obalaba we batugatta
see those how they join us up
bali abali mu office ya Katonda Kitaffe
office of God the Father
abali ministry yo moyo ya mukama wa Yesu
the Lord Jesus Christ
we batagara okuva mu kigambo
taga out of the word
nga bayingira nga batuda magezi gali mu kigambo
wisdom in the word
nga bogere bya wandikwa mu kunyonyola
they speak scriptures and explain it
omanya magezi gali mu kigambo
no wisdom in the word
what is munana
gamba
yana ina magezi mu mwe
ayizo
kunyonyola ebi
explain
interpret
things
babira bagezi nyo
umoyo
wa magezi akurukutana kigambo
don't flow in the word and they explain
ebibabuzisha babinyonyola bano ne mbula kone
nada
mo kutagaranga ava ku
and one stagger they get back
yeah oya gara soma mubulizi
you want to read the
lesson so kasaroji somekubanga
read it
Obubulizi esule yo 8 n'olunyiri olusoka
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verses 1
Ali alingo omugezigezi era ani amanye ekigambo bwekitegeezebwa Amagezi g'omuntu ganyiriza amasoge n'obukakanyavu bw'amasoge nebuwanyisibwa
Who is as the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing A man is wisdom makes his face shine and the hardness of his face is changed Yes
bibabali nechirabo
those the one with the gifts
chamagezi
of wisdom
banyunyula magezi agali muchigambo
explain wisdom in the words
banyunyula mwena abadde batagadde
you all were tagged out and you get back together
abala
others
bibabali nechirabo chokutegera
have a word of understanding
ngabakwasaganya nyirini ngatebava nako
and they connect verses they cannot sort
Nebali za mukama
what is thank god
we kumpa kubira bonge
give me of gifts like those
amen
ichirabe chokutegera
gift of understanding
bajuke batukiza Isaiah 28
feel like that 28
muende pa 17
9 to 14
ujajisoma
you will read it
bido muguwa gwe byawandikwa
wano have a major line of the scriptures
nebagamba gwo kuva mu office
you from the office
ruachi
why
Did you twist the meaning? You of ministry, you met here together.
That's
called a church united. Unity.
It's the
point we've headed to, we've begun already. That is what all along I did, all day long.
Now
you do, it's what you're going to do. Other gifts, verse
9. 1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Omulala okukiriza kuba omwoyo oyo n'omulala ebirabo eby'okuwonyanga kuba omwoyo omu.
To another faith by the same spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same spirit. Yes,
those with
the gift of faith
Barumi,
and them Romans chapter 10 verse 17, they'll get out of it. Faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God. Don't tell us another faith. We don't want stories here. Bring the word.
Who
is messed up? Who is participating in the ministry office? We want one church.
They are
very hard at that point. And they have faith. James chapter
5
verse 13. Up to 17. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. And they have to availing much.
You
can pray and they say,
tomorrow,
as it will be that this time, it's going to be this and he believes. And it's written like this. And he believes it.
There
are those we speak of. They work within the units.
God,
the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord,
they have
gift of faith. Don't allow us to depart from faith. Come from hearing, hearing the word of God. Don't allow us to pray prayers without faith. Faith from hearing the word.
They want to
pray in the scriptures. And when you pray and there are no scriptures,
it
contains the judges that issue. That minister, the thing they pray, they are not in faith. This you pray,
and you
pour everyone that cannot save.
Isaiah
26,
verse
16
to 20,
where
they've
started, they come,
they
pour every prayer. They are right there with their gifts, and he writes down. According to John, chapter 15, verse 7, our Lord Jesus said, if we abide in him, his word abide in us, we ask all we need, it will be given. That's brethren, that's servants, when they are praying, the words of Christ, they have not been in him. Now, we waste our time, and that's
weak
salvation. According to Isaiah 26, verse 16 to 20. The other,
the
only servants,
one of the words.
A gospel chasing angels from our midst. Yes. The unit of the Holy Spirit is a bit wild. That is called the government. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Just
summarize the first department. They say the verse 9. They say the gift of faith, the gift of healing.
Those
are the gifts of healing.
Healing
all form of sickness.
And they demonstrate the power in the words. For they know the kingdom of God is the word.
As others preach,
they are in fulfilling.
Then in 1
Corinthians 4:20, let's read you here.
Abakolise kisoka esura eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebuli mu bigambo wabula mu maanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Yes. They try to say
ekigambo kyakuna kibuulirwa.
The word of God is preached and the miracles follow.
Okuwonyezebwa.
Healings.
Bubabeerawo nga kibaluma n'obaluma ekigambo okubeera ekikalu.
What to be empty like that? Dry.
Nga tewaliwo okuwonyezebwa. Iye. Tulina okulaga amaanyi agali mu
kigambo.
Omanyi eyo gye bakoliisa ekisooka bbiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
Olwokuna n'olwokutaano.
Verses 4-5.
Bakola ne bali ab'okukkiriza.
They work with those of faith. Yes.
Abakolinse kisoka esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambo eby'amagezi ag'obuntu ebisendasenda wabula muma nti wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching we are not in enticing words of man's wisdom but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Verse 5.
Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera amagezi ag'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men but in the power of God. Now you see,
other
with the gift of faith,
we
come from hearing the word of God.
Pray
with the word of God is
fulfilled.
They may not be the one going to do the miracles.
Believe that God will send this one to do this.
Yes.
They
are going to send the one who heals. Tomorrow is coming. As it is written, as you are there.
That our faith should not be in mere words.
But
the
demonstration of the spirit and power. Those who demonstrated the power in the words.
They
must have aligned themselves much to work with the angels. For them to have the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God. Listen to its voice. Now let's finish. I think we've just begun.
Abakolinse kisoka esura eyekumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 10.
N'omulala okukolanga ebyamagero, n'omulala okuwa obunnabbi, n'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo, omulala ngeriza nnimi, n'omulala okuvvuunuzanga ennimi.
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Yes. Others give them work miracles. Those who heal the
healed,
even workers of miracles. Walking the lame, the blind to see, those without legs to get them. As they base in the word of God. Others, they give prophecies. Has to come to pass where there are seers and the rest, others, discerning the spirits.
When they
come in the church, they trouble you and they begin to divide you.
He has to give discerning spirits.
As Apostle Paul had it, when he was filled of the spirit, and he said to the demon, get up, lose her.
That's
the demon which made money. Others, they speak tongues.
Remember,
tongues we join up nations. Yes. All from Libya, Ethiopia, they speak the wonders of God in their native languages. That is Acts chapter 2. Very downwards. That is what they call unit of the Holy Spirit. Others, they interpret them.
kanisa lisa kubere leo kweti yotu mwogere nimi
zavuhuwa zija kuwa hula they will divide you up. Up on the Tower of Babel, when they spoke each his own language, everyone moved his own way. The Holy Spirit not moved that. You speak tongues, I have what it appreciates. What you spoken, they come from under the ocean and interpreted it. They mean this and this. According to the word of God like this.
You think
you're going to bring that confusion in the Church of Christ? And those to be in the
units
gifts manifest.
Now
you're going to register yourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you enter in the church, it's the first department.
Government,
God is heavenly government of the earth. As we welcome you, we tell you the intentions of the church.
You have
to be the church. That perfect. We tell you, there are three divisions in here. Office of God the Father. Ministry, God, the word we know, the Son, Jesus Christ.
Na unity.
And the units of the Holy Spirit. Who demonstrate the power in the word. Where do you fall according to the gifts and the callings they give? Not be there just hanging down there. No.
And you will
walk out in the whole world, you know where you fall. Our God is not of confusion, but
is of
order in all churches of His holy ones. As I finish that issue, when he speaks 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, he speaks saying like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12 from verse
1. Ebyebirabe ebyomwoyo sagala mwe obutabitegeera.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Verse 2.
Mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga nga mukyamizibwanga eri ebifaananyi ebitoogera nga mukyamizibwa mu ngeri zonna.
You know that you were Gentiles carried away into the dumb idols, even as you were led. Yes. You know, brethren, don't want to be ignorant of the spiritual gifts. Why? They are what order you well in the church where you fall. To be in the rightful order. Except you tell me that church changed to be a shrine. Things of spiritual gifts, you do not know them in the shrines. There is a chief wizard, the shrine help, the one who lightens the fire, those who collect the shrine price,
are
the ones in the false church.
The
chief wizards, they call the senior pastor. His shrine help, the junior pastor. Those who lighten the fires of the altar, intercessors. Those who collect the shrine price. Those who collect the tithe and offerings. And they are all finished. There are those who will come at the doors. They are called ushers. Those who update the shrine, the chief wizard, there is a grandson who has come.
But
no one is called in the church of the living God. And they don't have where they fall in the gifts and the callings. For those like that were one who worshipped demons.
Now,
church turned into a modernized shrine. There is a chief wizard.
He's
called the senior pastor of these days.
And there is
that shrine help.
called the junior pastor. And they have intercessors. In the shrines, they lighten the fires in the altars there. And there is those who collect the shrine price. In the church, they are ones who collect tithes and offerings.
And there are
those who welcome the grandchildren when they come in the shrines. In the shrines. In the fake church, they are the ushers. Maybe they are also the macho men.
If demons
get wild in the shrines, they have to catch, fight them, and bind them. Yet other gifts, if you ask my gods, now religions. My God, that is another dead shrine. Religion is a dead shrine. Demons are no more. What's a dead shrine?
Dead shrine.
You keep back cloth where demons read from you for your bad manners. Okay, the dead shrine. Demons are fled from there.
Because there are
gifts which are not even given. Becoming a father.
Is that
a gift even? Even our Lord just left here and refused us that. Matthew 23:9. Do not call any other person a father on earth, for your father is one in heaven.
Now,
why did they come from? What if that is not clear?
There are brothers
like me. That brother, so
the
gift of a brother is given where? In the Bible, it's not there. We all are brothers. As you have your brother home.
Now,
even sisters, like you have your sister at your home. Now, what is that? Those are of religion
in
the way of their death, how it is. Let's finish in Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2.
You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto the dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3.
Chevamba tegeza nga siwali muntu bwayogera mu moyo gwa Katonda. Agamba nti Yesu akolimiddwa. So siwali muntu ayinza okwogera nti Yesu ye Mukama waffe wabula mu moyo mutukuvu.
Therefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Verse
4.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Yes. The Spirit is the same. In the unit of God the Spirit. God the Spirit of the Lord. As the gifts gives. To demonstrate the power in the word of God. Now, verse 5, it says this. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. And there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Yes.
Ministry
the ministry of God, the word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Those who work there are known as ministers.
With
different form of gifts. Those he gave. Then verse
6.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6.
Era waliwo enjawulo z'okukola. Naye Katonda ali omu.
And there are diversities of working, but it is the same God who works all in all. Yes.
In the office of God the Father,
wariyo,
there are diversities of gifts and callings. But the same God reigns there. Those who work there are officers for their responsibilities. Now, brethren, that is the first department. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heavens. And in it is those three divisions. Office of God the Father,
and
the gifts and the callings he gives, and those working there,
officers, never captain.
Called officers and captains.
Division,
the second division, the ministry of God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. The gifts and the callings he gives. Those who work there, they are called ministers.
It's
the responsibilities you've had.
Then
we last saw the third division.
Unit
of God, the Holy Spirit.
Known
as Spirit of the Lord. Or the Spirit of Christ. Or Spirit of God. And the gifts he gives for demonstrating the power in the world, in mediating the church in unity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
those we get them in the fullness, those to be responsible for that department, they must know all that concerns the Holy Church of God on the earth as it is in heaven.
May
God bless you. We shall come back
to
see the seven remaining departments,
God's
heavenly government on the earth.
Then
after
department,
the eight departments.
Is our government, government,
God's government, the governments of the earth.
Government, you must
the central government.
Government,
God's heavenly government on the earth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Let's go
to the remaining program. And we leave this place.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.